I guess we're back on the air here. We having some technical issues in there, Mr. Brian Scalzo?
Hey, more proof that it's live, local, and first here on KTAR.
Bada bing. We're talking about rebates, computer problems, computer questions, and we teased a segment earlier. Ann had a question about her laptop, and we went
about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, we were teasing it. So we're really building up because we think this is the most important question.
Are we radio professionals or what?
But before we get to that, our web attack free download of the week is called AtNotes, draggable, resizable notes that you can stick anywhere on your desktop. It's really cool. It's free. Check it out, datadoctors.com/radio. Anne?
Yes.
Please forgive us.
Okay.
For we know not what we do.
Here's the deal. I'm going to make up an excuse here and hopefully you'll buy it.
We don't know what we're doing.
The phone system around here reset and we lost all... No. We screwed up.
No. Michael came in and interrupted our train of thought.
Yeah.
It's Michael's fault.
Yeah.
Okay, so you earlier in the millennium, you asked a question about the difference between a Toshiba Celeron and an HP Athlon laptop.
Right.
Essentially. Well, first of all, how did you narrow it down to those two?
Price.
Yes, always a good one.
Toshiba was about $1,000 and the other one's about $1,100 or $1,200.
Okay, did one have a CD burner and the other did not?
Yes,
okay.
Athlon did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, we're not real big AMD fans.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're buying something that's put together by a big company, especially like a laptop. You don't have the compatibility issues that you would have if you're like building your own computer.
Right.
So I think in this case would be okay. I would certainly say it's worth the extra $100 to have that CD burner.
You get a CD burner plus you're getting a little bit more robust processor, so for the $100 you're getting a better bang for the buck computer.
Typically speaking, Toshiba laptops rank higher than the HP laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So from the pure, if you were to say HP or Toshiba, I'd probably lean towards Toshiba first.
Yeah.
But in this case, if you got it narrowed down to those two and it's a $100 difference and one's got a CD burner and the other doesn't, that's probably enough for me to say, hey. Now, let me make sure you understand, Ann.
Yes.
Laptops are proprietary. When they break, you can only take them back to the people that make them, which means mm-hmm. that keyboard, you spill a Coke in it,
mm-hmm.
that'll be $300, Ann.
Oh.
If you drop it and crack the screen, it's probably not going to be worth fixing. So make absolutely sure you truly need a portable computer because you can get a lot more processing power for less money in a desktop.
And you have upgrade options for the future, and if something breaks, it's a lot cheaper to replace. And there's a lot of reasons why desktops... Unless you absolutely have to have something portable, generally recommend don't go there.
What's your reason for wanting a portable computer?
Well, I have an old computer that I do word processing, a regular desktop, but I just wanted this to sit beside it, and it's smaller is the real reason.
Well, just for that reason, you're going to give up a lot, and you're taking some very big chances down the road that... those laptops are all disposable computers.
The reality also is that old computer you have, all you use it for is word processing. The minute you get your new one, mm-hmm. guess what? You can use it for word processing, and so what's the point of the old one sitting there taking up space?
True.
So I would get, if I was you...
Here are the people that I'd say it makes sense, a laptop. If you're in sales and you make money off that thing, mm-hmm. it's worth the risk.
Yeah.
You travel a lot, you have to have that information, it's worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
I have a laptop, I have to carry it around, it's a big pain.
Is it?
It really is. And what you think is really cool, this is going to be great. Well, by the time you get the laptop, the case, extra battery, the power supply, mm-hmm. some software, next thing you know, you're lugging around this 25-pound bag and you're looking like one of them mules in the Grand Canyon. So be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Save yourself some money, get yourself a new desktop, and be happy with it.
All right.
Maybe.
Baby, huh?
Maybe. Or baby, whichever.
Right.
Okay?
Should you run down the battery periodically if you have a laptop, though?
Most of the new ones, you don't have to worry about the memory on the battery.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks so much.
And good luck now.
Okay, bye.
All right, it's the Computer Corner here. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. Be careful what you wish for, folks.
Remember also, when you're buying a computer, whether it's a laptop, desktop, whatever it is, the most important thing is not what you buy, but who you buy it from, because when you have problems and when it breaks, and
right.
it will... That's you got to think about what am I going to have to do and what am I going to have to deal with when that happens. So
all right,
think about that.
Hopefully, we apologize for having you hold for so long. Hopefully that helped you and anyone else looking for laptops. When we come back, the high-speed website of the week from our fabulous sponsors, Cox High Speed Internet. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, back after this.